With a look at Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting on this Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. Hope you're doing well, despite a much colder morning here today. Well, the UNI volleyball team etched its name into the record books once again last night as the Panthers won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship for a fourth consecutive season, defeating in-state rival and third-seeded Drake in straight sets 25-13, 25-23, and 25-23. That was inside the McLeod Center. It punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament. Northern Iowa captured its 21st conference tournament title in program history and secured the third MVC tournament four-peat in league history. Here's head coach Bobby Peterson.
There's so much work that goes into it that starts in January, and there's so many people that are a part of it. And it's not even just the four teams that were a part of the four-peat. It is the tradition that has been built way back when Araj was here, and just people coming in and wanting to contribute to the tradition and wanting to be a part of it and build it and make it better. So we have so many proud alumni that are, like, have our back through thick and thin. And so it's just, something that's for everyone that's ever been a part of the program. And I think that's what gets me the most when you think about all the wonderful people that have been a part of it. And that's players, it's coaches, it's staff, it's trainers, just so many people. And they all, we feel it. They have our back. We have people that don't know a single person on this team, but are supporting us with their whole hearts, which is really cool.
For their outstanding play, Cassidy Hartman, Lily Dykstra, and Jaden Peterson, the Dighton-Hartford native, were all named to the MVC All-Tournament team, with Hartman being selected as the tournament's most valuable player. The Panthers bolted out of the gate with an impressive first set showing, opening the night with a 5-0 run and scoring 12 of the first 18 points of the match against Drake. Northern Iowa and Drake tied 11 times and swapped control of the lead three times in the back-and-forth second stanza, and the Panthers trailed 20-15 in the set number three. They took their first lead 23-22 of that set, closing out the comeback.
You don't worry about any point that's happened. You don't worry about any point in the future. I think that we finally got some defensive plays. That was a part of the game that I thought we really struggled with. I thought both teams were hitting really well and at a high percentage. And so we talked about it. You know, we give them a certain percentage that we challenge them with each match. We weren't even close to that. And so I just was like, you know, even if you're missing your assignment, you're going to miss it big. You're going to be big and physical, and you're going to get a dig. You're going to fight to get underneath that ball. So we challenge them on the defensive side. And I honestly, being able to get the ball up in any way, shape, or form, and then just getting it to Cass, she was amazing tonight. She was so physical. And, you know, it didn't matter what kind of ball she got, she was determined to kill it. And she did a really good job of hitting off the block. So I think that was the biggest difference maker late in that third set.
Hartman finished the night with a match-high 23 kills on 6-0-6. Hitting, and Marn Bixby tallied 8 kills and 3 blocks, with Dykstra also posting 8 terminations and 2 blocks. Isabel Elliott, Bixby, and Lindsay Oldendorf all posted 3 blocks in the win, while Reese Booth finished with 26 assists and 2 aces. Sydney Golden notched 14 assists, and Jaden Peterson leading the back row with the defense there with 11 digs. The Panthers will find out their NCAA tournament draw coming up during Sunday's selection show for Division I volleyball. Well, let's take a look at some other results from yesterday. In college basketball, the Iowa State men were on the radio yesterday afternoon and got a big win over Creighton, 78-60. And some of the leaders included Killian Torrey with 20 points, and it was Blake Buchanan with 12 points and 9 rebounds. Joshua Jefferson, 18 points and 10 rebounds for the Cyclones, who improved to 6-0, and they will play later on today in the tournament out in Las Vegas. Also, in tournament play, Loyola Chicago, no longer in the Missouri Valley Conference, UNI defeated Loyola's Ramblers 72-51 to go to 6-0 on the season. Leon Bond had 20 points in that game. And again, the UNI Panthers will continue their play today. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Also, yesterday, the Iowa Hawkeyes took care of Ole Miss. It was a close one, though. The Hawkeyes, really their first challenge of the year, winning 74-69. Bennett Sturts continuing to perform with 29 points. Cooper Cook, 14 points and 10 rebounds for the 6-0 Hawkeyes. Next up, Grand Canyon, and that will be today. With high energy and early season action, it unfolded Tuesday night in Mason City, where the Iowa Falls Alden and North Butler Clarksville girls wrestling teams battled through the brackets of the Big Early Bird Invitational for girls wrestling. It hosted 12 teams. Iowa Falls Alden's Brooklyn Gayling led the effort with at 135 pounds, earning pins over Mason City's Shiloh Saban and Crestwood's Lexus Dolman to reach the championship. Gayling finished as runner-up after a loss by fault to Clear Lake's Piper Lester. At 140 pounds, IFA's Aubrey Sylvie also advanced to the finals, pinning her way through the bracket before taking Mason City's Charlene Prazik the distance in a decision loss for second place. Lauren Sylvie of Iowa Falls Alden also wrestled her way to a fourth place finish for the cadets. North Butler Clarksville's Natalyn Stambro added a fourth place finish at 140 pounds. She opened with a pin, dropped her second match, and fought back through the consolation bracket before falling to Maddie Fitcher Larson of Crestwood. Also, North Butler had Alexa Gott picking up a major decision win while competing at 170 pounds, which did not feature a full bracket. IFA's Sophia Orozco and Madison Fisher recorded two pins each while also competing in weight classes that did not feature a full bracket. Both Iowa Falls Alden and North Butler return to action coming up next week. Also on the scene from yesterday, some high school basketball where the West Fork girls basketball team, fueled by three starters who scored in double digits, secured a 61-42 win over North Iowa in top of Iowa Conference crossover action and the West Fork season opener. In Warhawks maintained a 20-point lead throughout the final quarter and opened the night, again, the opening night win, with Coach Rodney Huber commenting after the game with Radio on the Go.
There's a lot of unknowns with this group, a lot of new faces. Even girls that have played are in different roles. So I think it's just a little bit of a, you know, the monkey off the back, so to speak, take a little pressure off the girls and show them that, you know, this season can still be very good, even though we've lost a lot and we're adjusting. They're hard workers. They are very coachable kids, and to see them have success is really gratifying.
Abby Heitzhusen had 20 points and Zeta Huff 19, including 4 3-pointers, and Bradley Dickman added 13 points to lead the Warhawks. Heitzhusen spoke with Radio on the Go after the game and shares what she is seeing on the floor.
The first half, I was like, I'm just going to pass the ball to my teammates. I'm super confident in them, and they can do everything, basically. And then the second half, I was like, okay, I got to get some confidence in myself. And I started driving, and then that was helping me get my confidence.
And Zeta Huff shared what helped the Warhawks transition play last night.
I think we have a lot of athletic girls that are able to look up and are ready to pass it to open girls. I think we've always played like this, and I think it carried from middle school when we played up and down with other girls, and we just really know how to play together, and that chemistry is there.
And West Fork, 1-0 on the season now. The girls traveled to number 9 Forest City, a 3A rated team, coming up on Monday. Before we get into some other stories, let's take a look at some All-State football players from the Iowa Coaches Association. Iowa Football Coaches Association announcing that Class A second team offense All-State for Belmont Clemmies quarterback Brody Hefner. Also second team All-State from BK, Braden Doherty, a wide receiver. The Class 1A player of the year was Judd Jaworski of Grundy Center. In Class 1A, other honors going to Ryder Slifer of Grundy Center, offensive lineman Sam Benson of South Hardin, wide receiver, and South Hardin offensive lineman Sawyer Kane, 1A first-team offense. Class 1A first-team All-State defense, Clarion Goldfield Dow's linebacker Huxley Lingenfelter, Grundy Center linebacker Pete Lebo, Grundy Center defensive back Eli Wegman, South Hardin defensive lineman Manning Fance, South Hardin defensive back Casey Williamson, and South Hardin punter Peyton Welch. Class 1A second-team offense, All-State, Joel Meyer of Clarion Goldfield Dow's at running back. Grundy Center's Carter Ruth, offensive lineman. Aiden Betts of Grundy Center, kicker. Cam Adams of South Hardin, a running back. And South Hardin's offensive lineman, Preston Dolash, second-team All-State offense. And second-team All-State defense in Class 1A, Aiden Hook of Grundy Center at linebacker. Lucas Perry of South Hardin at linebacker. South Hardin defensive back, Jake Balvans. Class 1A honorable mention, Hayden Gertis of Grundy Center. Class 2A second-team offense, Delvin Davis of Dayton Hartford, a running back, and Brady Haar, a utility player named second-team All-State on offense from Hampton Dumont Cal. The West Fork boys basketball team with preseason practices underway, establishing a brand new starting lineup after graduating all 5 of last year's everyday starters. The Warhawks enter the season fielding a mix of players with varsity minutes off the bench last season and newcomers to varsity play. Warhawk head coach Abe Mask says this West Fork group is striving toward a common goal.
They all collectively want the same thing, and they're willing to work hard, and they know to do so, they're going to have to challenge each other, and they're also pushing each other for minutes on the court. But they've created a culture here where I've got a number of kids that I could put at any time on the floor and feel very good about what we're doing and where we're going to be.
Junior Zayden Hansen and junior Keston Lambertson returned the most varsity minutes from a year ago at West Fork, as each boy played in every game. Hansen averaged 7 points per game and had 36 rebounds. Lambertson scored over 2 points per game and collected 72 rebounds. Returning upperclassmen include senior Dax Sunken and senior Tyler Fessler, senior Ryland Dornkamp, and junior Max Martinek, also looking to take on a more expanded role in the new rotation. Mask shares core concepts of the Warhawks offense and defense entering the West Fork boys season.
We implemented a different offense that we're going to run, an offense that I think is going to be high octane. It's going to allow us to really utilize the strengths across the board. Really going to be focused on honing in on that offense, adding a few little sets here and there, but then again, really hitting hard on defense, just like we did last year. We know we have the ability to score points. We now need to make sure that we have the defensive principles and discipline in place so that we can shut down teams, so we can manage to keep teams at a certain point allowance that we want, and then really hone in on that goal.
And the West Fork boys will tip off their season at Garner Hayfield coming up next Thursday, December the 4th. And taking a look on the scorecard today, no local sports, of course, with Thanksgiving break underway now. But there's more college basketball today, as all the big three of Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI will be playing today. Iowa State on the radio, and that will be at noon today, about 11 o'clock with the pregame, as they are out in Las Vegas playing in that tournament. Iowa State 6-0, number 15 in the country against the Syracuse Orangemen, and they are 4-2 on the season. Again, that's a noon tip-off today for you here on KLMJ, folks. Over on 99 The Wave, the UNI men playing in the tournament, and they are taking on Tulsa today. That'll be a 3:30 tip-off. 3 p.m. is pregame for the UNI men on 99 The Wave. And the Iowa Hawkeyes are in action. They will be hosting Grand Canyon this evening at 8:30 p.m. Well, as we are on the eve of Thanksgiving, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and a blessed weekend coming up here. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting, Radio on the Go Sports.